Fiction Reader. A Fantastic Family Adventure by Nicola Gardner. Illustrated by Natalie Ortega.
Rami and Malak are playing in the yard. Suddenly, Dad calls them from the house.
Hey kids, come and see this story in the newspaper.
The children run inside to see. Dad says,
Look, they found something amazing near Grandma and Grandpa's village.
What is it, Dad? Asks Rami.
It looks scary.
Dad says, No, Rami, it's not scary at all. It's the skeleton of a dinosaur. A group of archaeologists found it. And your Uncle Yusuf is one of those archaeologists.
That's awesome, Dad, says Malak. The dinosaur skeleton is really old, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, Malak, says Dad. It's about 98 million years old.
Wow! Uncle Yusuf has got a really interesting job, hasn't he? Says Rami.
Yes, he has. And his work is important, too. It helps us learn about the past, says Dad.
Later that evening, Rami and his family are having dinner. Dad says,
Do you want to go there the next time we go to Grandma's house?
Rami says,
That's a great idea, Dad. It would be an adventure to go into the desert.
Mom says, There's a beautiful nature trail there. Why don't we walk that together?
Oh, yes, please, Mom. I love nature, says Malak.
Rami! Malak! Grandma calls.
She is so excited to see her grandchildren.
I have prepared your favorite things. Fatir and mint tea. Come inside and eat.
Hello, says Grandpa to Mom and Dad. It's so good to see you.
It's lovely to be here, says Dad. Tomorrow, we want to take the children on a nature trail.
Excellent, says Grandpa. There's lots to see in our area. It's a beautiful place.
The next morning, everyone is happy. They are ready to walk the nature trail. They are wearing hats, scarves, and sunglasses. They have snacks and water in their backpacks. Mom has some binoculars, too. She wants to look at the amazing birds that live here. They are in a beautiful part of Egypt with many types of rare animals. It's a lovely warm day, not too hot. A perfect day for walking. There are cactus plants and palm trees, and they see sheep and some camels. Malak is very pleased because she loves animals.
Please walk quietly and carefully, everyone, she says. If we are quiet, we could see a fennec fox or a Dorcas gazelle, or maybe a sand cat.
The family continue along the trail. Rami sees animal tracks in the sand. Dad takes a photo of a fennec fox. Mom sees many beautiful birds. Everyone is enjoying the trail. Then Mom says,
Hey, everyone! I have something in my shoe. Can we stop for a minute?
She sits down. The others drink some water and wait.
Rami looks down at the rocks near the path. He sees some strange shapes inside them.
Look, he says. What are these things in the rocks, Dad?
I don't know, says Dad. They look like bones.
We are very near the place they found the dinosaur skeleton, says Mom.
Maybe they are dinosaur bones.
Rami is very excited.
Let's ask Uncle Yusuf, he says. Dad, can we call him?
Yes, of course, says Dad. Uncle Yusuf is very interested in the rocks Rami found. He tells Dad to take some photographs of them and meet him at Grandma's house for dinner.
Later that evening, Dad shows Uncle Yusuf the photos and Rami shows him the place on the map. Uncle Yusuf asks the family to go back there with him the next day. The next day, they go back along the trail. They find Rami's rocks and Uncle Yusuf looks at them carefully.
They are not dinosaur bones in the rocks, says Uncle Yusuf. But they are certainly very old. They are probably from a type of ancient ibex that doesn't exist now.
Rami is disappointed the bones are not from a dinosaur. But Uncle Yusuf says,
Well done, Rami, for finding them. It is important to take time to look at the world around us and watch things, just like an archaeologist. Now, would you all like to come to the dig and see my dinosaur skeleton?
Yes, please, Uncle Yusuf, say Rami and Malik.
Here he is, says Uncle Yusuf. What do you think?
Wow, says Rami. It's amazing to think it lived millions of years ago. And that its bones were under the ground for such a long time, says Malik.
In fact, we found the skeleton because of climate change, says Uncle Yusuf. Now, there is less rain and fewer plants. This means the ground is dry and the wind can blow away the sand. Things that were under the ground come to the surface. That's good for archaeologists, but bad for the planet.
Later, everyone is getting ready to go home.
Thanks for showing us the dinosaur, Uncle Yusuf, says Rami. It was so interesting. I would love to be an archaeologist. It's such a cool job.
It's fascinating work, but it's hard, says Uncle Yusuf. Sometimes we look for years and don't find anything.
We can help if you're looking for other dinosaurs, says Malik.
Thanks for all the delicious food, says Mom. It was lovely to see you and Grandpa again.
Thank you, dear. Come back and see us soon, says Grandma.
So, what did you think of our trip? Asks Mom in the car.
I thought it was fantastic, says Rami. Me too, says Malik.
What do you think you learned from it? Asks Dad.
Rami says, I learned it's important to look around us carefully and notice things in our environment.
Yes, that is how you can discover interesting things, adds Malik.
You're right, kids, says Dad. Well done.